Now let's talk about a story that's being told on an old non-digital platform, also known as a stage. About 20 years ago, a Texas car dealership started a competition. Contestants had to keep one hand on a brand new, fully loaded truck as long as they could. The last person standing got to keep it. This competition was the subject of an award-winning documentary in 1997, and as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, it is now the basis of a musical.
It's called Hands on a Hard Body. The hard body is the truck. At a rehearsal at the La Jolla Playhouse in California, it's on casters so the actors can spin it around the stage.
We're going clockwise 180 to 730.
Tony Award-winning director Neil Pepe is more accustomed to interpreting the dramas of David Mamet or Harold Pinter.
It's such an odd challenge as a director to have this, you know, truck sitting in the middle of a stage.
Check out the musical's creators. The composer is Trey Anastasio of the band Phish. Benjamin Millepied is the choreographer. He is the former New York City ballet star who also choreographed the movie Black Swan. The script's by Doug Wright, who won a Pulitzer for his play I Am My Own Wife a few years ago.
When I first started to talk about the musical to friends and colleagues, they said, that's an inherently flawed idea. It's a bunch of people standing still for hours on end.
And they'll stand there as long as they can. And the last one remaining wins that beautiful truck.
The documentary, Hands on a Hard Body, focuses on people desperate for a truck or for money.
That's the first thing I do is sell the truck. I have so many bills to pay off. I have a car. I want to go back to school.
Kelly Mangrum in the documentary has a different story in the musical. She starts a romance with a young guy whose hands are on the truck right next to her. They fantasize about winning the truck and getting out of Texas together.
All the musical ideas in the story came from the characters themselves.
Trey Anastasio of the band Phish tuned into a southern symphony of country, rock, blues, and gospel to compose the musical. One contestant in the documentary listens to religious music to keep going and lapses into states of ecstasy.
She starts laughing, 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 laughing.
Anastasio made the scene a musical number.
What you gonna do next? Start handling snakes or speaking in tongues?
At this point in the contest, bodies are numb and the contestants are sleepless, disoriented, and vulnerable. Norma Valverde's sense of divine connection is, if briefly, catching.
I feel joy.
In this song, the truck itself becomes an instrument. Playwright Doug Wright and his collaborator Amanda Green hired a private detective to find the original contestants, including that woman so transported by religion.
Norma Valverde is living in the Houston area now. Her kids are all proudly off to college, which is a first for her family.
Wright and Green asked for permission from every real person they turned into a character, and they offered them a financial stake in the show, if it makes any money.
Because when you're writing a piece that deals with certain issues of economic exploitation, the last thing you want to do is be accused of it.
For Wright, making this contest into a musical was a way to bring lower-income American voices in front of affluent theater audiences.
I can't do it. I got pins in this knee.
The contestants in the documentary are woefully unprepared for the grueling effort of standing for days.
Russell's out here in boots. What? You can't do this thing in boots.
The contest's intense physical demands resonated for choreographer Benjamin Millepied. He insists it was not a challenge to create dances for people just standing around a truck. He says he was struck by the contestants' trance-like swaying in the documentary as the contest dragged on and on.
Moving, keeping some type of movement as you get the exhaustion to, you know, keep you awake and to also keep your blood moving and moving from one feet to the other.
One contestant in the movie and musical who seems likely to win is a young Marine. In this version, he's traumatized by his experience in combat.
Yet I kept on growing stronger than I was the day before. Stronger, like you have to be in war. I know.
contest exposes contestants' strengths and frailties as they cling to a shiny symbol of power and mobility. It's summed up in the documentary by a man named Benny Perkins.
You know, it's a human drama thing, and it's more than just a contest, and it's more than just winning the truck.
Maybe Hands on a Hard Body is not so different from a musical, say, about a chorus line. It's about the same things: competition, hard work, tenacity. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.